基督的都是从神而生，凡爱生他之神的也被爱从神生的。我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他了，并且他的诫命不是难守的。
Because everything that has been begotten of God overcomes the world. The victory has overcome the world, our faith.
胜过世界是谁呢？不是那信耶稣是神的儿子吗？对吗？
This is he who came through water and blood, Jesus Christ, not in water only, but in water and in blood. Spirit is he who lives by because the Spirit is true.
并且有圣灵做见证，因为圣灵就是真理。我们既领受人的见证，神的见证更该领受了，因神的见证是为他儿子做的。这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。凡不义的事都是罪，也有不至于死的罪。我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那鹅者手下。小子们呐、啊，你们要自守，远避偶像。讲约翰一书话时间太多了，所以我们就把第四章啊，隔过去不讲了。
We have spent much time in First John, so we are pass over chapter four.
啊，今天我们就讲到第末了一章。
We come to the last chapter of First John.
我们知道约翰一书还是说到我们和主的交通。
We know First John is talking about our relationship, our fellowship with the Lord.
这一件事是在基督徒一切事上的一个根基。
This very matter is the foundation of a Christian.
我记得很早以前，曾经和弟兄姊妹提到一件事。
I remember much earlier I mentioned this to you.
这是在曼德利的弟兄所写的一本书的序言里面。
This was recorded in the preface in one of the books by Andrew Murray.
他说到一件事。
He mentioned one thing.
他说，当他在南非在服侍主的时候
，He said as he was serving the Lord in South Africa.
他住在一个乡下
，He lived in the country.
在那个乡下有很多的那个橘子的树
，There were many orange trees in the countryside.
但是很可惜，橘子树呢常常受各种各样的疾病的侵袭。
But those orange trees were attacked by all kinds of diseases.
所以这橘子就长不太好。
And the orange trees cannot bear good fruit.
那么在这些疾病当中呢，一个最严重的病就是所谓的根病。
Among all the different diseases, there was one that was the most severe. It attacked the roots.
那么若是这个一棵树感染了这样的病的话
，If a tree contracted this kind of disease,
那就一点希望都没有了。
It's determined hopeless.
那从外表上来看呢，那个树啊， 还蛮像样子的。
Hourly speaking, the tree still looked good.
可能枝叶还很茂盛。
Still had all kinds of foliage.
也很可能还会开花，还会结出果子来。
Might even bear grow flower blossoms and bear fruit.
但是那些园艺的专家，他们一眼就看出来这个树时间已经差不多了。
But the gardeners can tell by just one look that there's no hope.
那不久这个树就会慢慢地枯干掉，就慢慢地死去。
Gradually, these trees will start to wither and eventually die.
他用这件事又说到，这是两儿女们中间一个很严重的一个病。
He used this story to make an analogy concerning the children of God having the same disease.
在我们属灵根基上头出了问题。
And the problem is on the very foundation of our spiritual life.
那若是在属灵根基上出了问题。
If we have a problem in our spiritual foundation,
那慢慢的有各种样难处就从产生出来。
Gradually, all kinds of hardship and difficulties will spring up.
那什么是我们属灵根基呢？
What is our spiritual foundation?
我们属灵根基就是合主的教导。
Our spiritual foundation is our fellowship with the Lord.
那么无论是那属灵经历也好，
whether our experiences,
无论是我们属灵生命长进也好。
Or our growth in spiritual life,
或者是我外面所表现出来生活也好，
or the outward manifestation of our spiritual life,
那么这所有的一切都在于我们和主的交通。
All these have much to do with our fellowship with the Lord.
我们若是和主有那个正常的关系，
if we have a normal relationship with the Lord,
我们常常亲近主和主有交通的话，
we often come to the Lord and fellowship with the Lord,
我们就会有各种各样属灵的经历。
Then we would have all kinds of spiritual experience.
我们要会经历到那个神的光。
We will experience God's light.
他的光要照亮我们，把我们的光景要显明出来。
He will enlighten us to expose our true condition.
让我们看见我们所没有看见的难处。
To see the difficulties that we cannot see.
我们也会经历到主的宝血。
And we also experience His precious blood.
他的宝血怎样的洗净我们的罪，那赦免一切的亏欠。
How His blood washes all our sins and all our shortcomings.
使我们能够得到恢复，叫我们充满了赦罪的喜乐和平安。
So that we can be recovered and be filled with the joy of the redemption.
我们也会经历到我们对主的认识。
We also experience the knowledge of Christ.
使我们对主的认识，那个真实的认识越过越增加。
That our true knowledge will increase day by day.
那么，我们也会经历到那个主的爱。
We also experience God's love.
他的爱要充满在我们里面，也要从我们里头在那里流露出去。
His love will fill inside of us.
那我们属灵生命。
The overflow out of us.
我们属灵生命长进也在于我和主的交通。
The growth of our spiritual life has much to do our fellowship with the Lord.
怎样才能从孩童长到少年人，然后少年人长到那个父老？
How can we grow from childhood to adolescence to fatherhood?
使我们属灵生命不断地就长进。
To cause our spiritual life to continually grow.
我们知道我们的神他不愿意我们一直做着小孩子。
We know our God does not want us to remain a babe.
就好像我们做父母亲对我们自己孩子这样。
Just like the fleshly parents do not want the children to remain a child.
虽然是很可爱的，但是我们不喜欢他一直停留在那个地方。
The little children are very lovely, but we don't want them to remain children.
我们盼望他们有长进。
We wish that they would have a growth.
盼望他们身量和智慧在一直在增长。
They would attain the fullness of stature in wisdom.
我们主更是这样。
Our Lord is so much more.
他要得着一般人长大成人的儿子。
He wants to gain a group of people that are grown and mature.
能够负起他的责任来。
Can bear his responsibility.
能够接受他的托付。
Can receive his commitment.
能够显出来的荣耀。
Can express his glory.
是主一直在盼望，一直在等候的一件事。
This is one thing the Lord is all the way waiting and hoping.
我们要有追求。
Therefore, we must have spiritual pursuit.
要有属灵生命长进。
We must have spiritual growth in life.
那怎么样我们属灵生命长进呢？
How can we grow in life?
不是说我们把圣经读到多少遍我们就长进。
It is not to say that we read the Bible back and forth several times.
那也不是说
we will have growth.
我们每一次聚会都在参加，那我们就有长进了。
It is not to say we attend every meeting, we will have growth.
也不是说我们参加教会各种各样的那个侍奉或者各样的活动，我们那个属灵生命就长进。
It doesn't mean that we attend all kinds of services and activities that we have growth.
那个属灵生命长进只有一个秘诀。
There's only one secret to this growth of
spiritual life. 就是我们和主有交通。
That is our fellowship with the Lord.
当我们常常在亲近主。
When we oftentimes come to the Lord.
我们亲近，如何就有交通的话。
Every day we have fellowship with the Lord.
我们属灵生命就不断地有长。
Our church life would continually grow.
不知不觉我们就长大起来了。
And unbeknownst to me, we would grow up.
我们自己好像还不知道。
We don't even know ourselves.
那过了一段时间，别人就看见我们和从前不一样。
After some time, the other people would realize we're different from
before. 我们在基督里头已经长大了。
We have grown up in Christ.
我们属灵生活也是这样。
Our spiritual living is the same way.
怎样让我们有一个有盼望的生活
？How can we have a living that's full of hope?
是我们天天都是欢欢喜喜的那个奔往前面的道路。
So that every day we would run the course laid before us.
那怎样让我们有一个得胜的生活
？How to have a victorious life?
使我们不至于落在罪恶里面。
That we will not fall into sin.
怎样有一个彼此相爱的生活
？How we can have a living that is loving one another.
这一切的生活，那根基呀，都在于我们和主的交通。
The very foundation of all these kind of living is hints on our fellowship with the Lord.
我们和主的关系是正常的。
If our fellowship with the Lord is normal.
我们和主的交通啊是亲密的。
Our fellowship with the Lord is dear.
我们外面的生活，外面的表现，自然而就改变了。
Our living and expression will change.
那第四章还说到，我们和主的交通也影响到我们那个这个对弟兄的爱呀。
Chapter 4 tells us that our fellowship with the Lord would affect our relationship with the brothers and sisters.
我们神他就是爱。
Our God is love.
他是那个爱的源头。
He is the source of love.
当我们和他接触的时候
，When we contact him.
当我们和他交通的时候
，When we fellowship with him.
我们就有份于那个他的爱。
We have a portion in his love.
他的爱就从那个源头里头，就像泉源一样，一直在涌出来。
His love would gush out from the source.
就流到我们里面
，and flow into us.
充满到我们里面
，fill up in us.
自然而然就从我们这流动出去，彰显出去。
Spontaneously would flow out of us to manifest out of us.
所以，我们若是要彼此相爱，这个不是片面的问题。
So in order to love one another, this is not a matter of exhortation.
这也不是我们能够立志能够做得出来的。
It's not something we can will to do.
乃是我们和主交通的时候，那这个爱自然而然就从我们上活出来了。
It is when we have fellowship with the Lord, it spontaneously lives out of us.
那是末了一章要讲什么事情呢
？So what does this last chapter tell us?
末了一章乃说到我们和主的交通与那个见证的关系。
Last chapter tells us our fellowship and testimony with the Lord.
我们知道主把我们留在地上，乃是为主做见证。
We know the Lord caused us to remain on the earth in order to testify.
无论是我们个人生活也好
，with our personal living，
我们的家庭也好
，our family，
我们的教会也好
，our church，
我们只有一个目的，就是为主做见证。
We only have one purpose, that is to testify for the Lord.
这是神在神历世代所盼望要得到的一件事情。
This is the one thing that the Lord hopes to gain throughout all generations.
那这里有句话，他说到神的见证是为儿子做的。
Here tells us one thing that his testimony is done for his son.
那神一直盼望要得到一个见证。
The Lord always wants to gain this testimony.
那么借着这个见证，把他儿子那彰显出来，那表现出来。
That by this testimony, we would express and manifest His Son.
原在神创造宇宙万有的时候
，long before the Lord created the universe，
这个心意都已经在他里面了。
This heart desire was already in Him.
所以我们读这个哥罗西书第一章啊，那你就是说神创造宇宙万有是在他儿子里面造的。
So as we read Colossians chapter 1, we discover the Lord created the universe in His Son.
那什么叫做在神儿子里面造的呢？
What does it mean to be created in His Son?
在神的儿子里面，就是以神的儿子做模型。
In His Son means to use His Son as a prototype.
把他所创造宇宙万有都摆在这模型的里面。
To put all creation in this prototype.
当他把它造出来的时候呢，那么那个东西都像那个模型一样。
So whatever comes out of that is just like a prototype.
说弟兄姊妹，我们看见在这里创造里面，无论是什么东西，每一件东西都是主耶稣的说明。
So we see no matter what it is in this universe, everything is an explanation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
你看见光的时候，那是主耶稣的说明。
When you see light, the matter of light is an explanation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
你看见空气的时候，那空气也是主耶稣的说明。
When you see the air explains Christ.
或者你看见一座高山，那高山就说出了主耶稣基督。
When you see a high mountain, the high mountain explains Christ.
他是怎样的伟大？
How great he is.
他是怎样的稳固？
How firm he is.
他是怎样的坚定？
How unshakable he is.
我们看见那个大海的时候，那个大海也是说明主耶稣。
When we see the vast ocean, that also describes Christ.
说到我们主的爱是哪里丰富？
It describes how vast and deep our the love of Christ.
那个像海洋一样。
Just like the vast ocean.
是那里宽广。
So vast,
是以往没有边际的。
Without any limit.
你看见一个大树的时候，那个大树也是主耶稣的说明。
When you see a great tree, that great tree is Christ.
来给我们看见我们主耶稣怎样从死里复活，怎样怎样把自己彰显出来。
It shows us how the Lord rose from the dead, and it's
expressed itself. 我们看见一个青草，连那个青草都是主耶稣的说明。
When we see a blade of grass, that blade of grass even describes Christ.
无论是在山的，在高山的香柏树也好。
Regardless whether it's the cedar of Lebanon.
或者是在墙头上的那个牛蹄草也好。
Or the hyssop grass on the wall.
每一件东西都是来表明主耶稣的。
Everything describes Christ.
弟兄姊妹，众人别人可以欣赏这个神所创造的万有。
Brothers, we can enjoy the creation of the Lord.
看见那个万有这样的美丽，那样的可爱。
You see how beautiful His creation is.
但是当我们在那里看着万有的时候
，But as we enjoy the creation of God,
我们乃是从这一切受造物中看见我们主耶稣，他是这样的一位。
We must see out of these creations are the Lord who creates all, how He is.
乃是要借着他所创造的万有来为主耶稣做见证。
God wants to testify of the Lord Jesus by the creation.
所以在诗篇十九篇就有这样的话。
That's why we see in Psalm chapter 19.
我想这是我们大家都很熟悉的。
I think we're all very familiar with it.
他说诸天述说神的荣耀。
It says, heavens describe His glory.
平常传扬神的手段。
The firmament proclaims His handiwork.
这日到那日传出言语。
From this day unto that day, speak forth.
这夜到那夜传出知识。
Night unto night unto knowledge.
他说无言无语也有声音可听。
Without speech, but there is voice.
那么为什么无言无语也有声音可听呢？
Why there's no speech, but we can hear the voice.
无论是诸天也好。
Whether it's the heaven.
无论是穹苍也好。
Or the firmament.
无论是神所创造的一切万有也好。
Regardless, it's the creation of God.
每一件东西都是在那里无声当中在述说我们主的荣耀。
Everything is telling forth the glory of Christ without a voice.
若是你有声音，你有耳朵的话，你可以听见。
If you have the ear, you can hear.
啊，这个大树说到主耶稣怎样怎样怎样。
The great tree is describing the Lord.
这个深海说到主耶稣怎样怎样。
The deep ocean is telling how Christ is.
虽然有时我们好像无言无语。
Even though it seems that there's no voice.
但是也能够有声音可听见。
But there is a speech.
每一件东西都说出我们主耶稣。
Everything is telling for us Christ.
他是怎样的一位主。
What kind of Christ we have.
他是怎样的伟大。
How great he is.
他是怎样的全能。
How powerful he is.
他是怎样的美丽。
How beautiful he is.
他是怎样的柔细。
How tender he is.
他是怎样的谦卑。
How humble he is.
他是怎样的可爱。
How lovely he is.
每一件东西都把主耶稣这样表明出来。
Everything is describing Christ.
所以在罗马书第一章里头也有这样的话语。
So we see in Romans chapter 1, we see the same word.
他说关于神的事情人所能知道都显明在人心里面。
That the things concerning man have all been manifested to us.
虽然是眼睛不能看见，
Even though the eyes has not seen,
但是借着神所创造的万物就能晓得。
But by the creation of God, we can know.
借着神所创造的一切，我们能晓得那个神的能力多大。
By the creation of God, we can see how powerful God is.
就晓得那个神的性格是怎样的一位神。
We can know what kind of character he has.
他是怎样一位圣洁的神。
How holy he is.
他是怎样一位荣耀的神。
How glorious he is.
他是怎样一位伟大的神。
How great he is.
借着神所创造的万有把那个神在表明出来了。
By the creation of God to express God.
所以人不能够说是不认识神。
So no man can say he does not know God.
当我们看见神所创造的无余的万有时候我们就看见那个神的能力。
When we see God's creation, we see God's power.
我们就看见那个神的美德。
We see God's attributes.
他是怎样的一位神。
What kind of God he is?
接着宇宙万有把它表明出来的。
By his creation to express.
但是很可惜一件事，他们虽然看见了能够神的能力和美德。
But what a pity, even though they have seen God's attributes.
但是他们也不把当作神来敬拜他。
But they do not worship him as God.
这是人的难处。
This is the problem of man.
弟兄姊妹，当神创造宇宙万有的时候，神的心意就借着所有一切受造之物来为了神的儿子做见证。
So when God created all things, He created them to testify for His Son.
当然，这个见证呢不是很具体的。
Even though this testimony is not very
substantial. 有时候你看得出来，有时候你看不出来的。
Sometimes you can see, sometimes you cannot.
所以到了神拣选以色列之后。
So when we come to the time after God chose Israel.
神就把律法再赐给他们。
God gave them the law.
神就把那个圣经再赐给他们。
God gave them the scripture.
弟兄姊妹，这一本圣经虽然讲了好多好多的人事物。
Scripture describes many things and people.
那么说到一些的个人的生平。
Describes the stories of men.
也说到以色列国家怎样兴起来的，那么怎样的兴旺起来，那怎样的衰落下去。
It told us how the nation Israel came up, and also how it fell.
那么这是整本的圣经啊，或者整本的旧约圣经讲了许许多的事情。
The whole Old Testament mentioned many, many things.
那你要问说，神为什么把这样圣经赐给我们？
And you ask, why would God give us such a scripture?
让我们来读到这些事情和我们的不大相干的。
Read about those things which have nothing to do with it.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道一件事。
We must know one thing.
这本圣经乃是为了主耶稣做见证。
This scripture is to testify for Christ.
主耶稣告诉犹太人说。
The Lord Jesus told the Jews.
你们查考圣经。
You search the scripture.
以为内中有永生。
Thinking there is eternal life.
你们却不肯到我这里来得生命。
But you will not come unto me.
下面要说到为我做见证的就是这些。
That which testifies of me is the scripture.
这本圣经乃是为了主耶稣做见证的。
So the scripture is to testify for
the Lord Jesus. 当主耶稣从死里复活之后。
After the Lord rose from the dead.
他随着两个下伊玛五岁门徒在走路的时候。
He was walking alongside two that went down to the
mayor. 然后主耶稣给他们讲解圣经。
The Lord explained the scripture to them.
从摩西的五经。
From the ten.
还有那个圣经，还有先知的书信。
From all the prophetic
books. 还有那些诗歌。
And the psalms.
那么借着这些话语，凡指着他自己所说的，都给他们指出来。
And he pointed out all the scriptures that spoke concerning him.
所以你看见，无论是摩西五经也好
，So you see whether it's the Pentateuch，
无论是历史书也好
，or the historical book，
无论是诗歌书也好
，or the song，
无论是先知书也好
，or prophetic word，
在旧约的每一部分都是指着主耶稣说的。
All the portions in the Old Testament
乃是为了主耶稣做见证。
They are to testify of the Lord Jesus.
弟兄们，我们读圣经的时候，我们不光是要知道那些事实。
As we read the Bible, we must understand not only the fact.
当然，这也是很宝贵的。
These are very precious.
我们要从那些事实里面看见我们主耶稣基督。
We must see the Lord Jesus from those facts.
为这个月柜到底说到主耶稣哪一方面？
This ark is telling what aspect?
那十条诫命是说主耶稣哪一方面说的
？The Ten Commandments are talking about certain aspects.
我们也看见了会幕。
And we see the tabernacle.
我们也看见里面的那个祭坛。
And we see the altar.
还有那个金金坛，还有金灯台，那这些东西。
We see the golden incense altar and the lampstand.
弟兄们，无论是大的小的，每一件东西都是为了主耶稣所见。
Whether they're great or small items, everything is testifying for the Lord Jesus.
给我们看见主耶稣基督是怎样的一位主。
Show us what kind of Christ we are.
弟兄姊妹，神把圣经赐给我们，乃是要见证主耶稣。
And this is the Lord gave us the Bible is to testify of Christ.
让我们透过他的话语，对他儿子能有更多的、更清楚的认识。
That through his words we might know his son more clearly.
但是很可惜，以色列人他没有好好遵循神的话。
But it's too bad that Israelites did not follow his words.
以至于他们就失去了那个见证的、见证主的权利。
So much so that they lost the privilege to testify.
到了那个新约的时候，
我看到 New Testament.
那主耶稣从死里复活之后
，After the Lord rose from the dead.
在他快要那个在他那个在升天的时候
at the point where he ascended to the heaven.
那时候和门徒一同那个聚集在那个橄榄山那里。
At the time he was gathering with all his disciples on the Mount of Olives.
当他最末了跟他们一同聚集的时候。
The last time he gathered with them.
他就嘱咐他们说你们要等候在耶路撒冷。
He told them to wait in Jerusalem.
只等到父所应许圣灵降在你们身上。
Until the day, the Holy Spirit, which is promised by the Father,
当你们这样子的圣灵之后
after they receive the Holy Spirit,
你们就要在耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚、犹太全地，直到地极，做我的见证。
You will testify on me from Jerusalem, Samaria, to the end of the world.
弟兄姊妹，等到主耶稣从死里复活之后
for instance, after the Lord rose from the dead,
他就把他的见证当然托付了我们。
He had committed his testimony to us.
不仅是托付了当初那些门徒们
not only committed to the disciples at the time,
也乃是托付了整个全教会。
He committed to the whole church.
主把我们留在地上，乃是为了主耶稣做见证。
The Lord left us on earth to testify of him.
主把他的见证托付给我们。
The Lord gave his testimony to us.
我们蒙恩得救了。
After we're saved.
我们为什么生活在地上？
Why do we live on earth?
我们为什么在这有侍奉？
Why do we serve?
我们为什么在这有聚会？
Why do we meet?
我们为什么做那一件事？
Why do we do this
and that? 我们生活的意义到底是什么？
What's the meaning of our life?
弟兄姊妹，这一切答案都是主耶稣的见证。
And this is the answer to all these, is the testimony of Jesus.
我们生活是为了见证主耶稣。
Our living is to testify of Christ.
我们侍奉是为了见证主耶稣。
Our service is to testify of Christ.
我们聚会是为了见证主耶稣。
Our meeting are to testify
of Christ. 我们行事为人，或者来往，每一件事都是为了见证主耶稣。
Our living and everything is to testify of Christ.
就是主把这一个职分托付给我。
This is the ministry the Lord has committed to us.
我们想到主把这样的见证托给我们的时候
，As we think about this matter that the Lord gave us this ministry,
那我们才知道主是何等的爱我们。
Then we discover how he loves.
我不过是一般受造之物就是了。
We're nothing but a creation.
我们虽然已经蒙恩得救
，Even though we have been saved,
但是我们还是非常软弱的一般人。
But we are a group of very weak people.
我们还是那个非常微小的一般人。
We're small people.
我们实在看我们自己，真是算不得什么。
As we look at ourselves, we're really nothing.
弟兄姊妹，主把一个荣耀的一件事情托付给我们。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord had committed a glorious thing to us.
他把他见证托给我们。
He had committed his testimony.
我们在地上不是没有意义的。
We're not living without.
我们不是没有方向的。
Not without direction.
我们的聚会也不是没有意义的。
Our meeting is not without direction.
就好像到了时候来聚会，到时候散会。
Not just come at the point of time.
有时候人多一点，有时候人少一点。
Sometimes we have more, sometimes we have less.
有时候兴奋一点，有时候冷静一点。
Sometimes we are very emotional, sometimes very quiet.
我们不是为了这些聚会而聚会的。
For instance, we're not meeting.
我们乃是为了一件事，为着神儿子的见证。
A meeting for one thing, for the testimony of Jesus.
只是我们知道这是主所托给我们的一个见证。
We only know this is the testimony that the Lord has committed to us.
这是何等荣耀的托付。
What a glorious commitment.
主这样的爱我们。
The Lord loves us so much.
把自己托付给我们。
To give himself to us.
不但这样。
Not only so,
还要我们成为他自己的见证。
He wants us to be his testimony.
把他自己的彰显出来。
In order to manifest him.
不仅是给世人在看见。
Not only to show to the world.
也给天上至圣掌权的有能力和主权的看见。
Also to show to the heavenly realm.
看见我们的主，他是怎样一位主。
To show what kind of Lord he is.
弟兄姊妹，我们乃是他的见证。
Brothers and sisters, we are his testimony.
当主一开头的时候，就把这个见证托付给我们。
In the beginning, the Lord committed
us to his testimony. 好像他是说，我要到天上去了。
As though he was saying, I'm leaving.
人不能再看见我。
The Lord will no longer see me.
人也不能再听见我的话语。
People will never no longer hear me.
不能够再享受到我的同在。
People will no longer enjoy my presence.
我把你们留在地上。
Now I leave you on earth.
你们来做我的见证。
You be my testimony.
让人从你们身上能看见我。
So the men will see myself.
让他们知道我是怎样的一位。
That they would see what kind of God I am.
从你们身上听见我的声音。
From you to hear my voice.
那从你们那个生活里面看见我的荣耀。
To see my glory from your living.
弟兄姊妹，主把这个责任托付给我们。
This is the Lord has given us such a responsibility.
这是一直所盼望要得到的。
This is what the Lord all the time wants to gain.
让我们成为他的见证。
That we would become his testimony.
我再说，不仅给世人看。
I say again, not only to the world,
也给那仇敌看。
Also to see, to show to the enemy.
也给撒旦看。
Show to the Satan.
给那黑暗权势看。
Show to the
power
of darkness. 看一下我
们主耶稣是怎样的一位。
To see what kind of God we have.
Oh, 亲爱的弟兄
们，
神的儿子显现出来。
When God's Son is manifested,
扑灭魔鬼一切的作为。
It will destroy all the deeds of Satan.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers,
我们彰显主的荣耀
when we manifest His glory,
我们对付圣灵仇敌
and to deal with God's enemy,
都在于见识
it is changed on one thing.
我们是否是主耶稣基督的
Whether or not we are the testimony of Jesus. So as we come to Revelation, you see the group of people at the end day. They pass through so much difficulties and problems. In any kind of circumstance, they're keeping one thing, the testimony of Jesus. To testify of Christ in all kinds of circumstances.To show to the world,
给那个地上政权那儿看见，
给
朝
子
那儿看见，
to the enemy,
主耶稣怎样一般人？
What kind of Jesus
他们把神的儿子啊显现出来了。
That he has revealed the sons of God.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，主把这样荣耀的托付托给我了。
God has given us such a glory.
我们若是真是看见这个托付是何等的荣耀
，If we truly see the glory of this commitment,
实在是主何等大的恩典。
It is such a great, great
glory. 我们就该怎样的战兢恐惧，忠心的来持守住这个见证。
How we must tremble in fear to keep this testimony.
让我们记得一件事。
May we remember one thing.
无论是在私下里生活也好。
Whether in our daily living.
无论是我们公开的聚集时候也好。
Or in our public meeting.
我们都记得一件事。
We must remember one thing.
我们是主耶稣基督的见证。
We are the testimony of Jesus.
他要在我们身上得到彰显。
He must gain manifestation from us.
这是主所托付给我们。
This is what the Lord committed to us.
应该为这事祷告。
We must pray for this.
要警醒祷告。
And watch and pray.
我应该殷切的追求。
And pursue diligently.
让主的见证能够显明出来。
So that His testimony can be manifest.
让这个荣耀的光能够发能够照亮。
That this glorious light can shine forth.
许多世界在黑暗里面的人。
Upon so many people of the earth, world still in darkness, so that they can see this light.
让我们怎样做这见证？
So how do we perform this testimony?
或者还没有说这话，还没有说这件事情之前呢？
Or before I mention it,
我先要说这个见证是怎样的见证？
Let me firstly say what kind of testimony this is.
是神借着创宇宙万有为了主耶稣做见证。
It is God by His creation to testify of Christ.
神也借着他的话语来为他儿子做见证。
God also testified of His Son by His Word.
那现在神把他儿子见证已经托付给我们。
Now God has committed His testimony to us.
那么这个见证是怎样的见证呢？
So what kind of testimony is this?
这个见证和旧约见证不一样。
This testimony is different from that of the Old Testament.
旧约见证乃是字句的。
Old Testament is in
乃是那个外面的。
It's outward.
乃是那个行为的。
It's on behavior.
而在新约里面，主所托给我们见证。
The testimony in the New Testament.
这个见证乃是里面的见证。
This testimony is inward.
乃是生命的见证。
It's the testimony of life.
乃是恩典的见证。
It's the testimony of grace.
还有他跟约翰告诉我们说。
John tells us.
他这见证就是神所赐给永远的生命。
This testimony is God has given us eternal life.
他把永远的生命赐给了我们。
God has given us His eternal life.
这个就是神的见证，儿子的见证。
This is the testimony of Jesus.
神把永远的生命给了我们。
God has given us His eternal life.
我们借着这个生命
that by this life,
把主耶稣基督彰显出来。
We can manifest the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们成为他儿子的见证。
So that we can become the testimony of His Son.
不是外面的。
So it's not something outward.
乃是一个里面的。
It is something inward.
不是人一个行为。
It is not an outward behavior.
乃是生命的一个显出。
But a manifestation of life.
弟兄姊妹，若是若是我们现在旧约里面的话。
If we are still in the Old Testament.
神借着他的话语来要求我们，让我们这样那样。
The Lord demands of us by His word to do this and that.
好，把主耶稣再表明出来。
In order to manifest His Son Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，不要说以色列人他们不能答应。
For instance, not to mention the Jewish people cannot.
我们也没办法。
We cannot even do it.
我们纵然有心愿。
Even though we might have desire.
但是我们却没有力量。
But we lack the
strength. 我们没办法把主耶稣表明出来。
We cannot express Christ.
他是那里圣洁。
He's so holy.
他是那里完全。
He's so perfect.
他是那里伟大。
He's so great.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么能够把主耶稣表明出来呢？
This is how can we express Christ?
我们可以欣赏这件事。
We can enjoy this.
我们可以同意这件事情。
We can agree to this fact.
但是我们却是毫无办法。
But we're powerless.
因为我们是软弱的人。
Because we are weak.
就好，神把旧约赐给以色列人。
Just like the Lord gave Old Testament to the Jewish people.
那律法，甚至律法是良善的。
Even though the laws are good.
甚至律法是圣洁的。
The laws are holy.
甚至律法是属灵的。
God's laws are good. 甚
至律法是美好的。
His laws are good.
但是弟兄姊妹，律法结果怎样，一无所成。
But brothers and sisters, what happened? The law accomplished nothing.
因着人的软弱的缘故。
Because of man's weakness.
律法不能再成做什么事。
Law can accomplish nothing.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主到了新约。
So praise the Lord, we come to the New Testament.
不是让我们把我们带到律法之下。
The Lord does not bring us under the law.
来要求我们这样那样。
To demand of us this and that.
乃是把我们带到恩典的里面。
But to bring us into grace.
他让这恩典从里头活出来。
So that by grace, living out of us.
让恩典从里面活出来。
Allow grace to live out of us.
从里面彰显出来。
To manifest out of us.
他所要求的是他。
He is the one that demands.
答应人要求的也是他自己。
The one that answers that demand is himself.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是个器皿，就是。
We're but a vessel.
我们只要交在手里面。
We just commit ourselves to his hand.
让他自然做。
Allow himself to do it.
自然而然，这个见证就彰显出来。
Spontaneously, this testimony will come out.
这个见证就是生命的见证。
This testimony is the testimony of life.
就是见证。
This is to testify.
神说是个永远的生命。
God has given us eternal life.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers
and sisters,
praise the Lord.
我们蒙恩得救了。
As after we're saved,
已经把你永远生命放在我们里面。
God has put inside of us this eternal life.
那么这个生命在里头是有大能的。
This eternal life has great power.
这个生命在里面是丰富的。
It's rich.
这个生命在里头从这个活是活的。
This life in us is living.
它要在里面那活出来。
It will live outside.
要在里面那个长出来。
Will grow out.
要在里面彰显出来。
Will manifest out.
我们只要。让在手里就可以了。
All we need to do is yield in his hand.
他就可以做成他自己所要做的工作。
He will perform what he wants to perform.
这叫做那个生命的见证。
This is the testimony of life.
那么这个生命是怎样的生命呢？
So what kind of life is this?
那第五的约翰就告诉我们说，这个生命头一件事情，它是爱的生命。
John tells us here, this life is life for, he is life of love.
凡信耶稣基督的都是从神生的。
All he believes in the Lord Jesus Christ is
begotten of him. 我们信仰主也是我们是神生的。
We believe in Jesus who are born of God.
我们不是从情欲生，不是从人意生，我们乃是从神生的。
We're not born out of flesh, out of lust, but born from God.
神把的生命生在我们里面。
God has born within us his life.
所以我们有权柄做神的儿女。
So we have the right to be sons of God.
因为神的生命在我们里面。
Because God's life is in us.
这个生命就是爱的生命。
This is the life of love.
所以当蒙恩得救之后，我们有了这个生命。
So when we're saved, we have this life.
自然而然我们就产生一种心，我们爱神。
Spontaneously, we have the love to love God.
我们要爱弟兄姊妹。
To love one another.
弟兄姊妹，不是我们爱。
Not that we can love.
乃是生命就是爱的生命。
But this life in us is the life of love.
这个生命进到里面来之后。
Once this life enters in us.
你和弟兄姊妹态度就不一样了。
Your responsibility, relationship with the brothers is different.
你对弟兄姊妹感觉就不一样了。
Your feeling towards the brothers is different.
从前你看他们是蛮讨厌的。
Formerly, you hated them.
因为每一次看见你就跟讲耶稣。
Because every time they see you, they talk to you.
就像你烦得不得了。
有
时候你要躲避他们。
You want to hide from them.
因为看他们来，赶快跑掉。
When you see them coming this way, you run the other way. You don't want to see them.
但是当我们得救之后。
But once we're saved.
刹那之间，整个人改变了。
In an instant, the whole person changed.
你是哪样的爱弟兄姊妹？
You're full of love for brothers and
sisters. 你欢弟兄姊妹？
You rejoice to be brothers.
你喜欢他们在一起。
You love to be with them.
你看到你就很快乐。
You're very happy to be with them.
若是你没有看见他们的话，
without seeing them,
你就觉得很孤单。
You feel alone.
你就觉得很痛苦。
You're very lonely.
亲爱的，我们和同学不一样的。
So we're different from before.
因为我们里头有个新的生命。
Because we have a new life.
这个生命是爱的生命。
Life is life of love.
你就是当这个生命从里面活出来的时候。
This is that this life grows in us.
那一个就叫爱神。
That is to love God.
那个叫爱弟兄。
That causes us to love.
弟兄们，这个爱不是人感情的爱。
This is not emotional love.
这个爱也不是我们志同道合的爱。
This is not the kind of love that because we have a goal.
也不是情投意合的爱。
This is not the kind of love because we feel for each other.
责任的爱。
Not a love of responsibility.
那既然结婚了嘛，那就好爱了。
Since we're married, we cannot but love each other.
这个爱呢，是当然也算是好的，不过不太美。
Even though this love is good, but it's not perfect.
弟兄姊妹，神的儿女对神的爱。
Princess is our love to the Lord.
对弟兄姊妹的爱。
Our love to brothers.
那是一个生命的爱。
It's a love out of life.
是从里头而出来的。
Comes out of us from deep within.
这个生命就是爱的生命。
This life is the life of love.
那生命从里头活出来的时候。
As this life lives out of us.
爱神。
It causes us to love God.
爱。
To to love one another.
你怎么知道这个是这个爱是从神来的呢？
How do you know this love comes out of God?
你怎么知道这个爱是生命的爱呢？
How do you know this love is a love of life?
弟兄姊妹，这个爱还有另外一个证明。
And sisters, there is another proof.
叫我们知道这是神的神的爱。
To show us this is the love of God.
那么这是从神的生命出来的。
And this comes out of the life of God.
这个证明就遵守神的诫命。
And that is to obey His commandments.
当我们这样爱神的时候，
As we love the Lord in this way,
我们里面就喜欢遵守神的诫命。
There's something within us that wants to obey His commandments.
不仅是那个喜欢，
Not only wants to,
并且也能够遵守神的诫命，
But are able to.
这里就测验那个爱还是感情的爱呢？
This will test what kind of love it is.
那个爱呢，还是神的爱。
Whether it's emotional love or God's love.
这个爱是从神出来的。
This love comes out of God.
是从生命出来的。
Comes out of life.
在这个爱里头，它有一个界限的。
In this life, there is a line of demarcation.
不是那所谓的不爱。
It is not the broad love.
也不是那泛爱。
It is not the pan love.
它有个界限。
There is a limit.
遵守神的界。
It follows God's commandment.
把神的命令摆在同一个地位上头。
It put God's commandment in the first place.
那个爱从一面突然表现出来了。
On one hand, love expressed out of us.
另外一方面看见他们是顺服神。
On the other hand, you see they obey God.
遵守神的诫命。
They obey God's commandment.
凡是和神的命令不相合的。
Whatever is not according to God's commandment.
他们就不爱。
They don't love it.
凡是和神的命令相合的。
Whatever is in accordance with God's commandment,
他们所爱的。
That is what they love.
这亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是爱的生命。
This is a life of
love. 第二，这是得胜的生命。
This is also a victorious life.
他说，是我们胜过世界是谁呢？
What causes us to overcome the world?
不是那些信耶稣是基督的吗？是神儿子的吗？
It is not those who believe Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
那我们信主耶稣基督是基督，是神的儿子。
We believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
我们就得到了一个神的生命。
We receive God's life.
那这个生命就是得胜的生命。
And this life is a victorious life.
使我们胜过这个世界。
Causes us to overcome the world.
不要以为说胜过世界是简单的事。
Don't consider lightly to overcome the world.
不要以为说胜过罪是简单一件事。
Don't consider lightly to overcome sin.
也不要以为说胜过仇敌、胜过撒旦魔鬼是简单一件事。
Don't consider lightly to overcome Satan.Enemy.
弟兄们，我没有一个人是他的对手。
For instance, no one can withstand him.
我没有一个人能够胜过他了。
No one can overcome him.
那个撒旦乃是古蛇。
That Satan is the ancient serpent.
他是那个那也狡猾。
He is so cunning.
那也虚假。
He's so vain.
许多时候他是说的谎言的，叫你不会相信他是谎言。以为是真，都是以为是真的。
Many times he will cause you to believe his lies.
他千方百计的要来毁害我们。
By all kinds of strategy to destroy us.
就像主耶稣所说的。
Just like the Lord Jesus said.
仇敌来乃是为了要毁坏，要杀害。
The Lord Jesus, the enemy comes to destroy.
他千方百计来毁害我们。
He comes to kill us with all kinds of strategy.
在我们没有防备的时候，那个仇敌就临到我们身上了。
When we're not in defense, the enemy comes.
你不要以为说那个仇敌来的时候，独自有个脚的，手里拿个叉子的，啊，不是那个，不是这样子的。
Don't think the devil comes with a horn and a fork in his hand.
很多时候是很美丽的，很可爱的。
Many times he comes in a beautiful way.
让你没有办法防备他。
So that we would not resist him.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
弟兄们，在我们里头有生命，那个生命是得胜的生命。
There is a life in us, and that is a victorious life.
这个得胜的生命，实际说起来就是主耶稣自己。
This victorious life, in fact, is the Lord Jesus himself.
那是主耶稣做了我们的生命。
That is Jesus becoming our life.
主耶稣在地上怎样得胜？
How the Lord Jesus overcame in the world.
这个生命在我们里头就是怎样得胜？
This life also overcomes it.
所以你知道，当主耶稣走完人生路程末了的时候
，So as the Lord walked his lifelong path，
他说那个世界的王要来。
He said the King of the world will come.
他在我里面毫无所有。
He has nothing in me.
弟兄姊妹，33年之久的时间。
For 33 and a half years.
撒旦想借着各种方法要进到主的里面。
Satan tried to enter Jesus by all kinds of means.
要毁坏他。
To destroy him.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们都完全得胜。
The brothers and sisters, our Lord overcame completely.
无论是私下的生活也好。
whether private life,
无论是公开的侍奉也好
or open ministry,
无论是在怎样的场合里面
in any circumstance,
我们对主完全得胜
the Lord Jesus overcame in every way, he is victorious Lord,
这一位得胜的主
this victorious Christ,
他从死里复活之后
he rose from the dead,
他胜过了死亡
overcoming
Satan, 超过了一切执政的掌权的
overcome all the principalities and powers,
也超过了一切有能力和组织的
and over all rulers,
也超过了一切有名字的。
All that is name.
无论什么东西。
Whatever it is.
所以都在胜过了。
The Lord overcame it all.
从死里复活。
He rose from the dead.
升到天上。
Ascended to the heaven.
坐在神的右边。
Seated at the right hand of God.
得胜的主耶稣。
He is the victorious Jesus
Christ. 你又在乃是得一位主耶稣。
This is the Lord Jesus Christ.
在我们里面坐在我们的身
上。That is in us to be alive.
在我们里面生命是得胜的。
So our light in us is victorious. Even though we're weak,
他是刚强的,
He is strong.
我们虽然失败,
we are failed.
他是得胜的,
He overcomes.
我们虽然不能胜过罪,
even though we cannot overcome sin,
完全胜过了,
but He overcomes completely.
赞美这一位主耶稣在里头做我们的生命。
And this Lord Jesus in us is our life.
你就是只要你活在这个生命里面。
When Jesus says, as long as we live in His life.
对，咱们身上就失去了那个他的能力。
Sin will lose its power in us.
我们只要活在这个生命里面。
As long as we live in His life.
世界不能够再引诱我们。
The world cannot attract us.
撒旦也没办法攻击我们。
Satan cannot deal with us.
你就是就像当初那个使徒行传里面当初教会一样。
Just like the early church in the book of Acts.
他们蒙恩得救了。
As they are saved.
虽然他们属灵生命还不是很老练。
Even though their spiritual life are not mature enough.
但是他们是活在这生命的里面。
But they live in this life.
你要看见他们所过的生活他们的侍奉是何等的刚强。
And you see their manner of life and their service. How strong they are.
何等的得胜。
How victorious they are.
撒旦借着种种方法。
Satan, by all means,
又借着逼迫恐吓
by afflictions and persecution,
又借着在鞭打
by scourges,
来制止他们，拦住他们
to resist them.
但是我们看见他们得胜了
but we see they overcame it all.
他们胜过了那些逼迫残害
they overcame the persecution.
他们胜过了那地上权势给他们的恐吓
they overcame the earthly power.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他们得胜了一般人。
They are the overcomers.
撒旦也跑到他们中间来制造分裂的工作。
Satan came among them to cause division.
使他们中间在彼此在发怨言，彼此埋怨。
To cause them to complain, to murmur.
他们一发现了那个仇敌的工作。
But as they discovered the work of the enemy,
马上就回到主面祷告主。
Right away they came back to the Lord to pray.
我们放下主的道，我们不管我们来做那这些火事的事情。
For us to leave the word of God to take care of these foods.
一直让仇敌再得到了机会。
That is to allow sin,
好的，我们中间来挑拨离间。
To come among us to stir up.
让我们中间来攻击我们。
To attack us.
所以他们说，我们应该以祈祷传道为事。
So they decided we should to pray and.
我们应当在祷告中。
We need to pray.
我们应当在亲近中。
We need to come close to God.
我们应当和主有交通。
We need to have thought.
我们应当活在这生命的里面。
We must live in life.
我们应当把这个生命在那传扬出去。
We must preach this word.
弟兄姊妹，让他们自然活在生命里面的时候。
As they live in this life.
你看见仇敌失败了。
You see the enemy failed.
得胜让他们中间在彰显出来了。
Because victory was manifested.
以后仇敌又借着诸位把诸位再带到他。
And eventually, Satan caused sin to come along.
把那个虚谎带到他们中间来
bring in vanity.
叫这个圣洁团体腐败掉
To cause this holy group of people to be corrupt.
向了变质
To change their nature.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Francis,
我们看他们是好的那刚强
But we see how strong they are.
他们胜过了仇敌的诡计
They overcame Satan's wiles.
也胜过了罪
And overcame sin.
胜过了黑暗的权势
Overcame the power of darkness.
好了，无论怎样子拦阻他们
However, the enemy resisted them.
怎样毁害他们
To attack them.
他们仍然是一直向前去
They all the time went forth.
说圣经常常说神的道日渐兴旺越发达广传
And we saw the Bible says the word of God grew daily.
弟兄姊妹，这一般人乃是得胜的一般人。
Versus these people are overcome.
不是说他们这样刚强。
Not that they themselves are strong.
按照天然方面来说，他们和我们一样的。
According to nature, they're the same as us.
你看见当犹太人当这个犹大带着那个罗马的军兵来捉拿主耶稣的时候
，When we saw Judas brought the Roman Roman soldiers to capture the Lord.
这个门徒们统统都跑掉了。
All the disciples scattered.
当主耶稣钉在十字架上的时候
，When the Lord was crucified on the cross,
他们都在分散。
They scattered all the way.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，就是主耶稣从死里复活之后。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord resurrected out of death.
他们虽然被主带回来，仍然聚在一起。
Even though they were brought back by the Lord to meet together.
但是每一次聚会的时候，他们把门窗统统关着，非常严谨。
But every time they met, they closed all the blinds and doors.
每个门窗都要锁起来的。
They locked all the doors.
为什么？因为怕犹太人。
Why? Because they were afraid of
the Jews. 他们刚刚把主耶稣钉在十字架上。
They had just crucified the Lord.
他们想到他们的性命也是不保。
And they fear for their own lives.
是他们也是那胆怯、那软弱的一般人。
So you see, they are as weak as we are.
那是当圣灵在降临之后。
But once the Holy Spirit descended,
主的生命在进到他们里面来。
The Lord's life came into them.
这般情景，整个情都改变了。
The whole scenery changed.
他们显出何等的刚强。
They show forth and how strong they are.
他们何等的得胜。
How victorious they are.
他们一直在往前去。
They went forward all the time.
任何拦阻也好。
Whether any resistance,
攻击也好
attack,
逼迫也好
persecution,
残害也好
affliction,
他们都经胜了。
They have overcome it all.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers,
主所给我生命那是得胜的胜利。
Life the Lord gave us is
victorious. 不要以为你软弱就真的软弱。
Don't think you are weak, you are really weak.
哎呀，天然说你是软弱的。
According to nature, you are weak.
哎呀，天然说你胜不过世界。
According to nature, you cannot overcome the world.
你胜不过罪恶。
You cannot overcome
sin. 你也胜不过仇敌。
You cannot overcome the enemy.
不要忘记在我们里面有个生命。
But don't forget, there is a life in us.
的生命那是得胜的生命。
That life is a victorious life.
你只要回到里面来。
As long as we
当你在亲近主的时候，
as we come closer,
生命这里头在显明出来了。
This life will manifest from within.
有看见罪也好，试探也好，就失去了他的能力。
You will see whether sin or temptation will lose its power.
不能够再抓住我们。
Can no longer lay hold of us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers,
这应该不是道理。
This is not a doctrine.
这应该是每一个神的儿女们，我们天天都该有的经历。
This should be our daily experience for all the children of God.
这是得胜的生命。
This is a victorious life.
第三
，Thirdly，
那么这是。神答应祷告的生命。
This is also a life that God grants prayers.
他说我们若按照神的旨意祷告，
He says if we pray according to God's will,
神就听我们。
He hears.
这是我们向他所存着坦然无惧的心。
And we can come with boldness before Him.
那既然知道他听我们一切所求的，
knowing that He hears all our prayers,
就知道我们所求于他的不得着。
We know that all that we have prayed will be granted.
这是祷告者答应了。
This is the answer of prayer.
我们照着神旨意求什么？
Whatever we pray according to His desire,
他就听。
He hears us.
他既然听我们所求，
as He hears us,
我们所求的无不得着。
Whatever we pray, we will receive.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
弟兄们，我们祷告。都是没有一件祷告不得答应的。
Verses as we pray, there's nothing that will not be answered.
不是说这个祷告答应了，那个祷告就不答应。
Not that this prayer would be answered, the other will not.
比较容易点事情主就答应，比较困难一点主就不答应了。
Or the easier things the Lord can answer.
当然，在我们经里头也有很多这样情形。
Of course, there according to our experience,
我们祷告主没有答应。
Some prayers are not answered.
我说主为什么不答应我祷告？
Lord, why don't you answer my prayer?
我们当然的不明白。
We don't understand.
有时我们也会发怨言。
We murmur.
为什么不答应我祷告？
Why doesn't he answer my prayer?
你既然是我们所求于你的，就无不得着。
You said whatever we pray for, you will grant us.
亲爱的兄弟们，
brothers and sisters,
你要记得前面一个前提的条件。
But you must remember a condition.
我们若照着神的旨意来求神。
We must pray according to His desire.
他就听。
He hears us.
我们祷告乃照着神的旨意祷告。
Our prayer must be according to His desire.
亲爱的兄弟们，若是我照着神的旨意祷告，
pray according to His desire,
他就听我们。
He hears us.
我们所求他的，没有一件事不得着的。
Whatever we pray for, nothing will not be granted.
先决的条件就是照着神的旨意祷告。
The condition is that we must pray according to His desire. 那于是
我们就发生问题。
Sometimes we have problems.
那什么是神的旨意呢？
What is God's desire?
我们怎么知道这件事是不是神的旨意呢？
How do we know this is His purpose?
那比方说，我们让主给我找一个好的工作啊。
For instance, we pray that the Lord will give us a good job.
那我现在工作收入不太多。
Because I don't have much income.
给我找一个更好一点的工作。
Give me a better job.
那我们祷告好半天。
And we pray and pray and pray.
结果主也没有听。
The Lord doesn't hear us.
然后这难道这不是神的旨意吗？
Isn't this the Lord's will?
若是我有好的工作的话，
If we have a good, if I had a good job,
我家庭经济就不让人困难。
My financial would not be so bad.
若是有好的工作的话，
If I have a good job,
那我也可以多奉献。
I can offer more.
那不是为了主的利益吗？
Is that not for the Lord's benefit?
为什么主不听我的祷告呢？
Why doesn't he hear me?
亲爱的兄弟，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们不知道什么是神的旨意。
We don't know what God's desire is.
也不是说圣经那样说就神的旨意，那样说就不是神的旨意。
It is not to say that this is not God's desire.
神在每个身上带领都不一样。
In everything, God has a different purpose.
在他的身上主这样带领。
The Lord leads in a different purpose.
在你的身，在我的身上，可能主不是这样带领。
He leads in one way. He leads in another
way. 我们不能够去模仿。
We cannot mimic.
主他在那祷告，你就医治他疾病了。
The Lord, we pray and the Lord heals his disease.
为什么我的疾病祷告老半天，你还不医治呢？
Why the Lord does not heal my sickness?
那你不是为什么我们受的鞭伤，算不得到医治吗？
Didn't you say by your scourge you're healed?
我们就像是引经据典。
And we quote the Bible to the Lord.
来吧，用它来教导。
And to
亲爱的兄弟们
，deal with the Lord.
知道神的旨意。
Know his desire.
我们不知道。
We don't know.
但是赞美主。
But we praise the Lord.
主给我们的生命。
The life he gets,
那个永远的生命
，that eternal life, he knows.
当我们祷告的时刻
，when we pray,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，your brothers,
他在里面要是拦住
，if he is restricting us,
虽然祷告是很合理的祷告
，even though it's a very logical prayer,
这个不是神要求
，but this is not what the Lord wants.
若是我们祷告的时候
，as we pray,
他在里面要替我们祷告。
If he's praying, praying
我们越祷告
the more we pray,
我们越活在生命里面
the more we live in life,
我们越祷告
the more we pray,
生命越从人上彰显出来
the more the life
我们满有膏油
we're full of anointing
弟兄们你祷告完之后你知道主已经听了
Francis, after you pray, you know the Lord hears Because you have just prayed according to his desire
圣经怎样说神的旨意
It is not that the Bible says his desire
也不是说别人说是不是神的旨意
It is not what other people say it is
乃是我们里面知道
But we know inwardly.
我们里面知道是不是神的旨意。
Inwardly we know whether it's God's desire.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
这个生命它是有个知觉的生命。
This life has an intuition.
它能够觉得到神的感觉。
You can feel God's feeling.
它能够知道神的心意。
You can know God's desire.
因为不光这样。
Not only so.
因为他把神的旨意启示在我们里面。
He will reveal God's desire in us.
让我们能够知道。
So that we would know.
所以我在这稍微多说一点。
So I say a little bit more.
亲爱的兄弟们，我们祷告的时候啊。
Your brothers, as we pray.
不要一跪下主面前就哇啦哇啦哇啦祷告好老半天，祷告好多好多。
Don't come before the Lord kneeling down and just utter words.
为这个弟兄啊，为那个弟兄啊，为那个姊妹啊，为那姊妹祷告，祷告。
Pray for this person, that person, that brother.
祷了好多好多的事，祷告好。
Pray for a lot of things.
反正这些祷告可能主都没有听见。
Maybe the Lord hasn't heard it.
亲爱的兄弟们，所以许多的时候我们祷告有点浪费时间呢。
So many times we pray wasting time.
那么这个求主血这样遮盖我，再多也不是枉费的。
May the blood of the Lord cover me.
甚至连我们的失败呀、啊，都是有益处的。
It is not really a wasting time. Even our failure is good for us.
我们这样祷告好像没有什么意义的。
But in reality, this kind of prayer is meaningless.
主也没有听。
And the Lord doesn't hear it.
亲爱的，每一次都祷告的时候。
Your friend says, every time we pray, we come before the Lord.
进入你内室,
enter into the inner chamber.
回到我们灵殿里面,
come into the spirit.
在我们里面再摸着了主啊,
and touch the Lord.
在我们里面活在生命里面,
to live in the Holy Spirit.
那个神的生命在里头就会感动啊,
and then God's life will touch us.
他给我们什么感觉?
He will give us some feeling.
我们就祷告,
and we pray accordingly.
弟兄姊妹, 这个祷告,
this kind of prayer,
是摸着主心的。
It's a prayer that touches God's heart.
这个祷告,
this kind of prayer.
生命里出来的祷告,
it allows the life of Christ to come out. This prayer.
是高举的祷告,
is a prayer of anointing.
照着神旨意的祷告,
praying according to his heart's
desire. 我们都要学习一件事,
we need to learn.
就是要先来亲近主,
to come to touch him first.
先来再摸着主,
to touch him.
也让主来摸着我们,
and allow the Lord to touch us.
我们活在生命里头,
and live in the life.
然后这生命在这运行的时候,
as the life moves
among us, 我们自然就要有感觉。
Spontaneously we have a feeling.
自然有两个负担。
Spontaneously we have a burden.
那个我们开头说那感觉很轻。
Maybe in the beginning the feeling is very light.
但是不要怕。
But fear not.
是啊，有这点感觉就可以了。
As long as we have a little bit of feeling.
你只要顺服。
Just obey.
越祷告时候，
那个
感觉越沉重。
The heavy
feeling. 越祷告时候，那个话越丰富。
The word is.
越祷告时候，灵就越刚强。
The more you pray, the more
from
the spirit.
Francis,
prayer according to his desire. 那从
生命里头产生出来。
So this comes out of life.
就是我们在聚会中间祷告也好。
Even in our corporate prayer meeting, we need to learn one thing.
祷告里面的感觉。
To pray according to inward feeling.
喜欢祷告什么就祷告什么。
Not that we pray according to whatever we like.
我们喜欢讲什么就讲什么。
Say whatever we like.
需要讲什么就讲什么。
To say whatever we need to say.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers.
好多的需要。
Many needs there.
主没有让我们祷告。
The Lord didn't give us that.
好多我们说喜欢的。
Many things we like.
主没有让我们祷告。
The Lord doesn't allow us
to pray.
So firstly, come to seek His desire. To touch Him.
让祂在里头运行。
Allow Him to move in us.
祂就给我们有感觉。
He will give us a feeling.
知道祂的意思。
To know His will.
后来就照着祂的旨意祷告。
And then we will pray according to His will.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们的夸耀。
Francis, this is our boast.
因为没有祷告，我们这样祷告，没有祷告祂不听的。
If we pray in this way, there's no prayer he won't hear. What a great authority we have. What a great glory this is. By our prayer, his will is accomplished.
第四,
Fourthly,
那是蒙保守的生命。
A life that the Lord keeps.
他说凡从神生的就不犯罪。
Whatever is born of God does not sin.
因为神的生命在他里面。
Because the life of God is in him.
在约翰一书第三章来告诉我们说。
In 1 John chapter 3 tells us.
他说凡从神生的就不犯罪。
Whatever is born of God does not sin.
因为神的种在他里面。
Because God is sown into him as seed.
啊，所以那个种子在他里面。
The seed of God is in him.
那个种子就是神的生命。
That seed is God's life.
那个生命这就种在他里面了。
This life is sown in God.
这是怎样的生命呢？
What kind of life is it?
这个生命是不知道罪的生命。
This is a life that knows not sin.
这个生命是不犯罪的生命。
This life does not sin.
这个生命是不能犯罪的生命。
This life cannot sin.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，先把这个种子种在我里面。
God has sown this seed in us.
就这个种子从里面长出来的时候。
This seed grows in us.
我们活在这个生命里面。
We live in this life.
不仅是不犯罪。
Not only we don't sin.
也是不能犯罪。
We cannot even sin.
就像我们主耶稣基督一样。
Just like the Lord Jesus.
我们住在地上就是这样。
The Lord was on earth as this way. He does not sin.
他也是不能犯罪。
He cannot sin.
他也是不知道罪。
He knows not sin.
亲爱的主，
弟兄姊妹，
基督在里头做了我们的生命。
Christ in us as life.
活在这生命里头。
Live in this life.
我们就可以犯罪。
We can avoid sin.
许多时候我们有问，读到这里我们就有问题。
Many times we have a question.
我们今天在这个黑暗的世界里面。
As we live in this dark world.
我们在邪恶阴暗的时代当中。
In this perverse generation.
我们怎么那么不犯罪？
How can we but sin?
是你在外面在试探我，引诱我们。
Sin is attempt.
注意，权势也在里面，在那里冲动我们。
The power of sin is also impact.
我们怎么能胜过罪？
How can we overcome?
我们怎么能不犯罪？
How can we not sin?
这是不可能的一件事情。亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
主的话说可能。
God's word says,
我们怎么能不犯罪呢？
How can we not sin?
活在这生命里。
Live in this life.
谁的生命就是不犯罪的生命？
This is the life that does not sin.
是不能犯罪的生命。
Life cannot sin.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
主把这样的生命，这个圣洁的生命，已经赐给了我们。
God has granted us this holy life.
他在我们里面。
He is in us.
是不犯罪，也是不能犯罪。
He does not sin and cannot sin.
他能保守我们。
May He keep us.
是啊，仇敌会来试探我们。
Even though the enemy will tempt us.
但是这个生命在里能保守我们。
This life will keep us.
弟兄姊妹，这个生命真是像一块烧红的那个铁热铁一样。
This life is just like a hot iron.
你要说把那个水啊滴在上面去的话，
as you drop water on,
不仅是不能熄灭它，
not only won't quench it,
并且水就得挥发掉了。
Even the water will be evaporated.
你要说活在一个生命里头，
as we live in this life,
弟兄姊妹，这个生命就能保守我们。
This life, friends, is
a gift. 没有办法这个玷污我们。
Because sin, not able to.
世界没有办法让沾染我们。
The world cannot defile us.
因为在你的生命是大量的生命。
Because the life in us is life power.
不犯罪的生命。
The life without sin.
它是不能犯罪的生命。
A life that cannot sin.
它也是不能朽坏的生命。
Incorruptible life.
是啊，就到死亡里面去。
Even though he enters death.
撒旦用各种方法来朽坏它。
Satan tried to corrupt it by all kinds of means.
但是它是不能朽坏的。
But it is incorruptible.
我这个生命能保守我们脱离罪。
This life will keep us from sin.
活在这生命里。
Live in this life.
这个生命也是真实的生命。
This life is the true life.
它是真实的。
He is reality.
我们也在那真实的这里面。
We are in that reality.
他说你儿子已经来到地上。
God, the Son of God is coming to the earth.
让我们知道那位真实的。
So that we know the one who is true.
我们也在那真实的这里面。
We are in Him who is true.
就是真神。
This is the true God.
又是永生。
And this is the eternal
God. 你是不是只有这个生命乃是真实的？
Right, this is the only true God.
所有的生命之外的东西都是虚假。
Outside of this life, everything is vanity.
你知道，所罗门怎么说呢？
Remember what Solomon said.
当他在年老的时候，
in his old age,
他说喜欢有东西通通都有了。
He had gained whatever
he wanted. 他喜欢的，他说要享受的，每一件都享受到了。
Whatever he wants to enjoy, he enjoyed.
他说要做的事，每一件都成就了。
He has accomplished everything he wants to do.
什么东西都有了。
He has everything.
但当年老的时候，
but at the end,
他说虚空的虚空。
He said vanity of vanity.
虚空的虚空。
All is vanity.
如坐云入浮云。
Just like chasing after the wind.
我抓住这些东西。
As I lay hold of it.
这些东西像风一样。
But it's like the wind.
都过去了。
It passes away.
好像我得到这些东西。
Since I gained it.
这些东西像一个影子一样。
It's just like a shadow.
也都过去了。
It passes away.
弟兄姊妹。在这生命之外的东西都是虚假的
outside of this life, everything
is 都是虚空的
everything is vain.
只有这个生命那是真实的
Only this life is real.
是永远长存
is eternal.
这是真神
this is the true God.
又是永生
and eternity.
那我跟你说一个小的见证
I'll give you a small testimony.
我之前跟弟兄姊妹讲过了
I have mentioned this before.
不过想到这里再提起来
I want to mention again.
从前认识一位弟兄
I once knew a brother.
刚才得救的时候非常好
He was good when he was saved.
清醒活泼
Very living.
非常的有爱心
Full of love.
热心在服侍主
Serving the Lord with zeal.
因为他这样热心了
Because of his zeal.
所以教会就把许多事情都加在他身上
So the church committed many responsibilities to him.
负这个人负那个人好多事情都他负责
He bore many responsibilities.
虽然负了那么多责任呢
Even though he bore many responsibilities.
他拼命在那工作
And he worked with much zeal.
因为这是教会托付给他的
Because this is what the church
这是为着主做的
This is something to do for the Lord
尽心竭力当服侍
He did with all his power
不然但疏忽一点点
He dare not to be loose
但是过了一段时间呢
But after a while
他觉得心有余而力不足了
He felt he was powerless
那么正好碰到那公司啊有难处
At the same time he encountered difficulty at work
哎呀那个难处是他没法解决的
That difficulty he could not solve.
好长久时间，这难处不能解决，不能过去。
For a long time, the difficulty wouldn't pass.
家庭里有难处。
Also encountered difficulty.
是的，那痛苦的不得了。
He was very sorrow.
正好碰到教会有难处。
Also at the same time, the church
found
difficulty.
无论到了什么地方，难处重重呢。
So wherever he went, it was all difficulty.
是的，这些压力呀，把我们弟兄们压倒下来了。
So all these pressure has caused him to 痛苦的不得了。He was very
sorrowful.
He said, once I secretly went to a theater to see a movie.
从前看的电影蛮喜乐的。
Formerly, he was joyful when he saw a movie.
现在看电影里头砰砰一直跳。
So now, when he sees the movie, his heart is beating very fast.
里头也不平安。
He was not at peace.
所以不仅没有喜乐，反而重担更多了。
Not only he didn't have joy, his burden was heavy.
去看的时候偷偷摸摸的，不敢给弟兄姊妹看见。
When he was going in secret.
回来也不敢告诉弟兄姊妹。
After he returned, he dared not tell anybody.
哎呀，
He was full of sorrow.
所以他常常就是思想。
So he had a thought.
我这还不如把我这生了结算了。
Why not just end my life?
这死了比活着还要好。
To die is better than to live.
他就问魏弟兄啊，基督徒可不可自杀呀？
So he asked me, Brother Wei, can a Christian commit suicide?
我说绝对不可以的。
I said, no.
这个自杀就等于杀人。
To commit suicide
这个杀人呢
is equal to killing
someone. 永远得不了赦免的。
To kill somebody will never be forgiven.
这不能自杀。
Never commit suicide. He said, what shall I
do? 太痛苦了。
I'm so sad.
这个痛苦，那个痛苦，好多痛苦。
I have all kinds of sad.
列了个担子来。
All kinds of heavy burden.
我们实在是真是无用没有用的医生啊。
But we are the doctors who are not useful.
只会讲一句话。
I can only say one thing.
祷告吧。
Just pray.
他说祷告好长久了。
He said, I pray for a long time.
再祷告。
Pray again.
要忍耐。
With endurance.
不要灰心。
Do not be discouraged.
过一段时间。
After a while.
又碰到弟兄了。
He came to his brother's
home. 痛苦的不得了。
He was still full of sadness.
实在是不想活的。
He really didn't want to live
anymore. 我怎么办才好。
Didn't know what to do.
祷告吧。
Pray again.
我也请你祷告。
I'll pray for you.
结果他祷告没有用处。他祷告没用。
His prayer was to no avail.
我记得祷告也没有用。
My prayer is no avail.
又看见我们弟兄了。
So after a while, I see my brother again.
愁眉苦脸的。
He was, his countenance fell.
痛苦。
He was full of sorrow.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
到那个时候，我就怕看见弟兄。
At that time, I was afraid to see him.
不是不爱他。
Not that I don't love him.
实在是我不能帮助他。
But because I can't help him.
除了祷告吧，就再没有话语了。
Outside of prayer, I have no words.
这祷告这么，这个好多次说祷告也没，再说了，就觉得自己都不好意思说了。
I said it so many times, I was ashamed to tell him this.
有点害怕了。
So I was afraid.
再到了有一天。
Until one day.
是阴历过年的时候啊。
The Chinese New Year.
那么，他也打电话给我。
He called me on the phone.
他要给我交谈交谈。
He wants to fellowship with me.
哎呀，我就怕起来了。
I was very afraid.
我说怎么办才好呢？
I don't know what to do.
那既然要求我只好硬着头皮去了。
Since he wants fellowship, I have to go.
哎，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
看见我弟兄的时候。
When I saw my brother.
整个情都改变。
His whole situation changed.
他在年底的时候。
At the end of the year.
我已经实在没办法过去。
He said I could not pass this year.
年初放假三天。
In the beginning of the year, I have three-day holiday.
我在主里面祷告。
I was praying before the Lord.
当我祷告头一天，痛苦非常。
The first day of prayer, I was full of sorrow.
到了第二天的时候。
Second day.
我在主面前倾心吐意。
In before the Lord.
倾心吐意，吐的。
I pour out my heart.
那么把所有难处都。
I told the Lord all my difficulties.
把所有软弱都告诉。
I told the Lord all my weaknesses.
把所有痛苦都告诉。
I told the Lord all my sorrows.
亲爱的兄弟
Dear brothers and
sisters. 正在我祷告的时候
As I was praying.
忽然间一句话进来了
Suddenly a word came.
他说说我们知道那位真实的
But to know the one who is true.
他说这个圣灵儿子已经来到了
It says God's son has already come.
他将智慧赐给我们
Has given us wisdom.
说认识那位真实的
so that we would know him who is real.
我们也在那真实的里面
and we are in that truth.
这是真神
this is the true God.
又是一次
and this is eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，这句话圣灵再说他里面的时候
this word the Holy Spirit gave him.
那个话在发光。
This word became.
他不仅是在听见话语
，Not only he heard the word.
他不仅是知道这些话语
，Not only he knew the word.
摸着了这话的实际
，He touched the reality of the word.
摸着了那真实的
，He touched something real.
亲爱的兄弟们，
也不然是
什么？这是真神
，This is the true God.
又是永生
，And eternal life.
整个人都明亮过来了
His whole person in life.
都是虚假
，Everything else is vanity.
这是真实。
Only this is true.
哦，亲爱的兄弟们，
要不然是
活在一个真实的里面。
Live in this reality.
我们这些虚假的
，all the vain, vanity,
一切痛苦
，all the sorrow,
一切的压力
，all the pressure,
一切的重担
，all the burden,
都烟消云散
，have gone away,
统统都过去
，have vanished.
真理叫你们自由
，the truth will set you free.
你们就真自由
，and you are free indeed.
亲爱的兄弟们，
要不然是
这声音那是真实的
，this life is true.
这是真神。
This is the true God.
你又是永生
and eternal life.
当活在这个生命里面
as we live in this life,
摸着了那个实际
we will touch that reality.
其他东西算不了什么
Nothing else will avail
us. 不能再捆
绑我们，
也不能再压制。
It will not touch us or oppress us.
当我看见这件事情之后，
he said, as I saw this,
我整个人释放了。
My whole being was released.
我喜乐的不得了。
I was so full of joy.
喜乐到地步啊！
To such an extent.
我真不想怎么办才好。
I do not know how to pay myself.
眼泪流。
I was full of tears.
不是痛苦的眼泪。
Not sorrow.
乃是喜乐的眼泪。
Tears of joy.
阿莫达夫说完之后啊。
At the end of his speech.
我们听了很高兴。
I was very happy.
感谢大卫哥。
I praise the Lord.
就这样释放了弟兄。
The Lord released my brother.
那过了一会儿了。
After a while.
他又问一个问题。
He asked a question.
他弟兄啊。
Brother.
他说我真是怕。
I was afraid.
还回到原来的情形里头。
To return to the former manner of life.
若是再回到原来的那个感觉里面的话。
If I return to the former feeling.
我想啊，我一刻的钟功夫啊，我都忍受不住。
I cannot stand for one second.
真的太痛苦了。
It is too
我现在太喜乐啊。
Right now I'm too
full of joy. 我怎么还能持守住这个喜乐啊
？How can I contain this joy?
又把我问住了。
It was a difficult question.
也不敢说祷告吧。
I cannot say a prayer anymore.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主的话我实在太不熟了。
We don't know the Lord.
等我走到回家走在路上的时候啊。
So as I was walking home.
主就在那个。
The Lord was rebuking me inside.
主给我看见。
The Lord showed me something.
他说给的。
What he gives,
他为我持守。
He will keep us.
亲爱的兄弟们，
Your brother says,
持守给你的，
What the Lord gives you,
不需要你来抓住的。
You don't need to grab hold.
你自己说有人需要抓住。
What you have,
求说给你的，不需要你抓住。
What God gives you,
是他来持守，
He will keep it for you.
他来抓住的。
Since he laid hold
of you, 哦，亲爱的兄弟们，
Your brother says,
主是何等的爱我们。
How he loves us.
把他真实的生命赐给我们。
He gives us true life.
让我们活在那真实的里面。
That we can live in that truth.
这是真神。
This is the true God.
又是永生。
And eternal life.
所以他说，小子们呐，
so he is a little children.
你们呐，远离偶像。
Guard yourself from idols.
所有偶像都是虚假的。
All the idols are vanity.
无论是有形的偶像也好。
Whether idols with images.
无论是无形的偶像也好。
Idols without images.
无论是爱的地位也好。
Whether the position that we love.
名望也好。钱财也好，前途也好，亲爱的兄弟们，许许多的主所爱东西，是我们所追求的，是我们所把爱的，是我们所依靠的。亲爱的兄弟们，这都是偶像，都是虚假的。我小子们呐，远离偶像，活在那真实的里面。当我们这样活在这生命里面的时候，这是真实的，
this is true.
这是存到永远的，
this will last eternally.
这是有价值的，
this is,
这是宝贝，
with value. This is
这是真神，
this is the true God.
因为我是永生，
and eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，主把一个何等宝贵的生命赐给我们，
you know what kind of precious life has been given to us. This is a life of love, life of victory.
这是叫我们祷告得答应的生命，
this is life that grants answers to prayer.
这是我们保守的生命，这也是真实的生命。
The true life.
亲爱的兄弟们，
Dear brothers,
这个生命就是我们的见证。
This life is our testimony.
这个生命赐给我们。
The Lord has given us this life.
让这生命从里头活出来。
Allow this life to live out of us.
彰显出来。
To manifest out of us.
这就是神儿子的见证。
This is the testimony of God's son.
在这末了时代，神所要得到的。
This is what God wants to gain at the end of the age.
在创造里头，神没有得到，他所得到的。
In creation, God did not gain what he wants to gain.
在以色列身上，神没有得到，他所得到的。
In Israelites, God did not gain what he wants to gain.
教会是让他要得到，他所得到。
But in the church, he will gain what he's after.
他把永远的生命给了我们。
He has given us the eternal life.
使我们成为他儿子的见证。
That we may become the testimony of
Jesus. 我们怎样活在这生命里头？
And how we live in this life.
我们怎样在这生命里头结出？
How we come in contact with life.
这有句话不要忘记。
Do not forget this word.
有了神的儿子。
What he who has the son
就有生命
has life
没有神的儿子
he who has not the son
就没有生命
has not life
这句话不仅知道我们得救时候说的
this word is not only spoken to us
这句话也知道我们得救之后生活说的
this word is also given to us
当我们信主耶稣的时候
when we believe in the Lord
有了神的儿子
we have his life
我们就得到了生命
we have his son we have life
亲爱的兄弟们
dear brothers and sisters
当我们信主之后
after we have believed
生活了仍然是这样
In our living, it's still so.
什么时候有了神的儿子？
Whenever we have the son.
什么时候我们亲近神的儿子？
Whenever we come to be close to the son.
什么时候神的儿子也出起来？
Whenever we come in contact with the son.
有了神的儿子，
we have his son.
就有生命。
We have life.
没有神的儿子，
we have
not, 就没有生命。
If we do not have the son, we do not have life.
亲爱的
兄弟们，
这位神的儿子。
This son of God,
我们的主耶稣基督，
our Lord Jesus Christ,
他就是我们的生命。
He is our life.
亲爱的兄弟们，要回到主的跟前。
We must return back to the Lord.
要亲近主，要活得活活的有交通，要
fellowship with him,
活在主的里面。
To live in his,
活在主里面的时候，
when we live in him,
我们就活在生命里头。
We live in his life.
生命就从里头活出来了。
Life, enlivened from us.
彰显出来。
And the manifest
of God. 有了神的儿子。
We have the Son of God.
你要知道，这个有不是过去式的。
This is not a past tense.
这个有乃是一直都是这样。
It is to have continuously.
什么时候有神的儿子？
Whenever we have.
什么时候有生命？
Whenever we have life.
什么时候没有神的儿子？
Whenever we have not the Son of God.
没有生命。
We have not life.
什么时候亲近神的儿子？
Whenever we endear His Son.
什么时候就有生命？
Whenever we have life.
什么时候离开神的儿子？
Whenever we leave His Son.
什么时候没有？什么时候就没有生命？
No life.
感谢赞美主
Praise the Lord.
生命来到他儿子的里面。
The life is in his son.
那我们怎样得到神的儿子呢？
How do we gain his son?
我们怎样有神的儿子？
How do we have his son?
怎样能够活在神的儿子？
How do we live in his son?
亲爱的兄弟
们， Dear brothers,
约翰讲的实在是非常的详细。
John described in detail.
我们每一个需要他都顾到了。
All our requests he had looked at.
那一位耶稣基督。
That Jesus Christ.
就是那位神的儿子。
That Son of God.
乃是借着水和血来。
Came to us by the blood and by water.
他到地上来的时候，
when he came to the earth,
显在众人中间，
He was manifested in the world.
先到约约旦河里受洗。
Firstly, came to the water of Jordan to be baptized.
常常提到水的问题。
So he oftentimes mentioned water.
那个受洗的问题。
Water points to baptism.
那不是说我们要受洗就可以有神的儿子。
It is not to say to be baptized we will have God's son.
我们受洗那就属灵意思的。
Our baptism has spiritual meaning.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫受洗？
What does baptism mean?
当主耶稣基督到了约旦河边上的时候，
When the Lord Jesus came to the bank of river Jordan,
他受洗的时候。
When he was being baptized,
约翰怎么说呢？
What did John say?
约翰说，你不应该受我的洗。
John the Baptist says, you should not be baptized by me.
我应该受你的洗。
I should be baptized by you.
但主耶稣怎么回答呢？
How did the Lord answer?
我们理当，你暂且许我。
Permit me so.
我们理当这样进主般的义。
So that we can fulfill all righteousness.
这是神所定规的。
This is what God has ordained.
让所有的人都来受洗。
That all men should be baptized.
我今天站在人的地位上面。
Today I'm standing on the position of man.
我们信不信？
We should obey God.
他借着受洗。
By baptism.
把地位再放下了。
He lay aside his position.
把荣耀再放下了。
He lay aside his glory.
把名再放下了。
He lay aside his name.
把尊贵再放下了。
He laid aside his honor.
把权能也再放下了。
He laid aside his power.
他站在约旦河里面。
He stood in the water of Jordan.
像一个罪人一样。
Just like a sinner.
在罪人地位上面。
Standing on the position of a sinner.
来受约翰的洗。
To be baptized by John.
这是受洗。
这
是十字架意义。
This is the meaning of the cross.
什么叫受洗？
What is baptism?
受洗的十字架。
Baptism is the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，什么叫十字架？
Your friend says, what is the cross?
你地位放下了。
It's to lay aside your position.
荣耀放下了。
Lay aside your glory.
尊贵放下了。
Lay aside your honor.
面子再放下了。
Lay aside your faith.
权力再放下了。
Lay aside your privilege.Lay aside everything you have.
站在罪人地位上。
Standing in the position of a sinner.
承认我们是无有。
Confessing we're nothing.
神是万有。
God is all.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这叫受洗。
This is to be baptized.
十字架意义。
This is the meaning of the cross.
只有当我活在十字架里。
Only when we live in the cross.
当我放下我们自己的时候。
Laying aside ourselves.
基督就从里面活出来。
Christ will live out of us.
正像这个甘恩夫人写的一首诗歌。
Just like a hymn written by Madame Guillaume.
非常那个好的一首诗歌。
Very good hymn.
他说，初级神就进入。当我们从自己出来的时候。
We come out of ourselves, God enters.
神就进来了。
God enters in us.
十级神就生疏。
Go out, God will come in. Die thou and let him live.
污泥就有基督。
Be not and he will be.
污就得了。
Wait until all things
are. 如果是没有你的话。
Without you.
如果是我们把自己完全摆在无有地位上的话。
As long as we put ourselves on the position of nothing. God enters.
基督就显出来了。
God manifests.
亲爱的兄弟们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
基督乃借着十字架再进来。
Christ is brought in by the cross.
我们若是活在自己里面，
if we live in ourselves,
我们若是为着自己而争名望地位，
if we grab hold of fame and fortune,
活在自己里面的话，
living in ourselves,
主耶稣就活不出来。
The Lord cannot live out of us.
没有你，就有基督。
Without the self, there is Christ.
没有物，就有万物。
When there's nothing, there's all things.
弟兄姊妹，这是十字架。
This is the cross.
他说，哥哥他的十字架还不会拯救我们。
Cross of Golgotha cannot save us.
只有在我们里头的十字架才能够拯救我们。
Only the cross that's inside of us can save us.
我们要接把主耶稣接到我们里面。
We must receive Christ inside of us.
舍弃我们自己。
To lay aside ourselves.
主耶稣就有了主耶稣基督。
And then we will gain Christ Jesus.
主耶稣就活出来了。
The Lord Jesus will live from us.
他是借着水而来的。
He came by water.
客观是这样。客观
objectively so.
在我们主观的经历也是这样。
Subjectively also.
他也是借着血而来。
He came by blood.
弟兄姊妹，什么是血？
Says, what is the blood?
血乃说到圣殿没有瑕疵的主耶稣。
Blood points to that which is holy. That Christ is holy.
他的生命。
His life.
就是圣洁没有瑕疵。
Is blameless without spot.
就是那羔羊的血。
The blood of the lamb.
是没有点物的。
Without any defect.
弟兄姊妹，这是主耶稣的血。
This is the blood of the Lord.
那是他的生命。
That is his life.
是圣洁的。
Holy.
是没有点物的。
That is without blame.
是没有瑕疵的。
Is spotless.
是羔羊的血。
Is the blood of the lamb.
完全的献给神。
Is a holy given to the Lord.
完全的为着神而活的。
Living holy for the Lord.
这是我们主耶稣。
This is the Lord Jesus.
这是他的宝血。
This is His precious blood.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
听见弟兄姊妹祷告时候啊，
As we hear the brothers and sisters pray,
常常说到 cover 我们， cover 我们，遮盖我们，遮盖我们。
Only oftentimes we hear the brothers and sisters pray, cover us.
用什么来遮盖我们？
What do we use to cover us?
宝血来遮盖。
Use the blood to cover us.
当我们在主宝血底下，
As we come under His
blood, 我们靠着主耶稣血。
We come under His blood.
不仅是能够坦然无惧，能够来到神的面前。
Not only we can come with boldness before Him.
不仅是能够亲近神。
Not only we can, not only
能够享受神的同在。
Enjoy His presence.
神也悦纳我们。
God accepts us.
神也爱我们。
God loves us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
只有借着十字架。
Only by the cross.
和主耶稣的血。
And His blood.
是把主耶稣带进来的。
Can bring Christ in us.
叫我们亲近主。
Bring us before Christ. Touching,
享受主
and we enjoy him.
这样享受主的时候
as we enjoy him this way,
生命在里面就活了
life is enlivened out of us.
生命就运行起来了
the Holy Spirit starts to move.
生命在里面就运行了
life is moving inside.
生命从里头就活出来了
and the life lives out of us.
成为主耶稣的见证
to cause us to become the testimony of Jesus.
还有一样
there's one more item.
做见证的是有三
the testimony there are three.
不是光水
not only water.
还有血
not only blood.
还有生命
There's life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
什么是圣灵
What is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵就是真理
Holy Spirit is the reality.
实际
the truth and reality.
活在圣灵里面
As we live in the Holy Spirit.
十字架在我们里头是实际
The cross causes us to deny
ourselves. 在里面是有能力的
It's powerful in us.
在里面是有功效的
It's effective in us.
当活在圣灵里面的时候
As we live in the Holy Spirit.
那个血是有那血的功效都显出来呀
Effect of the blood.
这不是个道理。
It is not a doctrine.
这不是个教训。
Not a teaching.
这不是个理想。
Not an ideology.
这乃是个实际。
But a reality.
弟兄姊妹，只有当活在圣灵里面。
But it's only when we live in the Holy Spirit.
好，这个十字架是实际的。
The cross can be real.
宝血是实际的。
The blood can be practical.
主耶稣在我们里面是实际的。
The Lord in us is practical.
借着血水和圣灵。
So by the water, blood, and the Holy Spirit,
主耶稣带到我们里面
to bring the Lord Jesus in us,
也把我们带到主的跟前
and to bring us before Christ,
活在主的里面
to cause us to live in Him,
生命中就从里头涌流出来
and the life will gush out of us,
使我们成为主耶稣基督的见证
to cause us to become the testimony of Jesus,
神的心意在我们身上得到满足
so that His heart's desire can be accomplished in us.
对不起，弟兄姊妹，又给你们拨了这么多的时间
apologize for taking too much time.
原谅徐翔弟兄还是谁我们讲一下
Brother John to speak during this meeting 我们感谢主我们能够靠着神的恩典我们能够在这边一同的为他做复活的见证
Praise the Lord that by His grace we can be a testimony of His resurrection
我们也能为他 我们得到那永远的生命我们能够为他一起做见证
Also we can testify because of the eternal life
当我们在这个地方我们一起聚会的时候我们经常在这里我们来享受主我们来享受主的同在我们享受弟兄姐妹的爱
Oftentimes as we meet we enjoy His presence we enjoy the love of the brothers and sisters
我们也能经常的能够想起主对我们的托付
Oftentimes we remember God's commitment to us
就让我们那个这个见证能够得主的喜悦
That this testimony would be pleasing to Him
主告诉我们我们要去使万民的做他的门徒
The Lord says go ye and disciple all nations
我们要往普天下去传着福音
into all the world,
给万民听
to preach the gospel to the nation
所以我们常常要讲我们怎么样的能够去传着福音
so oftentimes we meditate how to preach the gospel
但我们也知道一切都是在主在做成的
because we know God accomplished everything
我们常常想假如主自己来传福音不是更有果效吗
we think if the Lord personally preach the gospel isn't it more effective
但主愿意来用着我们这般人不配的人但在他福音的工作上我们能够有份
The Lord wants to use us, the little ones, unworthy ones, to have a portion in His gospel.
这让我们能够经历主自己的大能
so that we can experience His power.
更能够在主的福音上面，我们能够经历主自己的同在
And that in His gospel, we can experience His presence.
就像福音书里面讲，主说我必与你们同在
Just like the gospel says, I will be with you.
当这我们在我们的福音朋友得救的时候，你们是不是都感觉到神赐给我们的那个喜乐是有多大
？As you see the new ones being saved, don't you feel the joy the Lord has given?
但是我们也知道那是主成就、主做成。
You know also that is something the Lord accomplishes.
但是像保罗说，
我若不传福音，我就要有祸。
Just like Paul says, woe unto me if I do not preach the gospel.
那在以弗所书，神要我们穿上那全副的军装的时候，他是不是说要我们以平安的福音当作鞋穿在脚上？
Also in the book of Ephesians, didn't it say, as we put on the whole armor of God, we need to be shielded with the gospel of peace.
就是让我们每去到的地方，我们有我们脚中的地方，都有那个福音。
So that wherever we go, there will be the gospel following us.
我常常在想，假如我旁边的弟兄姊妹，或者是我的家人、我的亲戚、我的朋友、同事、同学，假如他们没有得救的话。
Oftentimes I think if my family members or co-workers are not saved.
当我们去见主的面的时候，主问他们说，我不是把徐翔放在你们中间吗？要让他为我传福音做见证，你们怎么没有得救呢？
And when they go to see the Lord will ask him, didn't I put Brother Xiang right beside you? Didn't he preach gospel to you? How come you're not saved?
他们要跟主说，没有啊，他没有传啊，他也没有为你做见证啊。
They will tell the Lord, no, he didn't preach gospel to me.
那主要转过来问我说，哎，怎么回事啊？
And the Lord will turn to me and say, well, what's going on?
那我到那时候真的有羞愧啊。
At that time, I will be full of shame.
但是我们真是没有借口，我们真是要来对着主对我们的托付，我们真是要来付上我们的时间，我们的生命。
So regarding his commitment, we are without excuse. We need to offer our time, our energy.
而神也真是我们的元首，我们真是能够做他的精兵。
He is our captain. We are his soldier.
但是我们希望我们来借着这样的聚会，我们这样福音的聚会，我们能够我们来寻求主的心意，让神怎么样的来带领我们。
We pray that by these gospel meetings, we can seek his desire together, how he would guide us.
没有神的大能，没有神的带领，我们真的只是处于一群工作的人而已。
Without his power, we're only working in vain.
那下个礼拜我们有一个在中午吃完饭以后，我们有一个聚会。
So next Lord's Day after the lunch, we will have a gathering.
我们真的希望神能够提醒我们，能够催促我们，让我们真是能够对福音的事有负担，我们来参加这样的聚会。
We pray that the Lord will burden us.Cause us to have a burden to come to the gospel.
我们一同来寻求神的带领。
Let's pursue the Lord together.
而且我们也希望在我们的会所这边有一个福音性质的聚会，在每个礼拜五的晚上。
And we hope eventually every Friday night we'd have a gospel-oriented meeting at the meeting hall.
我们也希望我们一起来寻求神的心意。
We need to seek the Lord together on this.
所以，而且在下礼拜总体兄也会和我们有些交通。
But Philip will speak to us next Friday.
希望我们都能够好好的为这件事情祷告。
Let's remember this in prayer.